And just like that, we are back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. And we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Married at First Sight, Season 15, San Diego, Where Are They Now episode. And I got to tell you, I could give a shit where they are because this show today is terrible.
They are 20 episodes into this season, and I think they only went 18 or 19 last season. So expect season 16 to have 21. So where are they now? Adding more episodes to the season. That's where they are.
Oh, my goodness. It was just like, I remember why I hate this show. Because of this and the commercials and everything just getting dragged out.
Yeah.
Just so annoying.
I will say, the producers were hard at work to create this Where Are They Now episode. So since they put in so much effort, we will give you some effort in this recap. First of all, though, I mean, it's we are recording this on Thursday, right? And that means it's a day after your birthday. How was the birthday, man, before we get into the recap?
It was good. It sucked. I had to work all day. Mm-hmm. But
I wanted to work at night. That's what inquiring minds want to know. Every woman that was going, happy birthday, Terrell. What are you doing tonight?
No, I mean, it was a great day. A lot of my coworkers were really nice. And then I was trying to go to, you ever heard of a restaurant called Whiskey Cake?
No, I have not.
It's amazing. If you can find one, go. And there's a Whiskey Cake that just opened up here in Round Rock a couple weeks ago. And so I was trying to go there, but it was like an hour and a half wait. So I wound up going to some other place and just having some whiskeys. And
wait, you know, did you just tee up Whiskey Cake to tell me that you didn't go?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to go, but yeah, the wait was too long. So I went to this other place called Salt Traders, but you know, just had some whiskey, just kind of relax. It's funny, as you get older, you think about in your younger years, it's my birthday, I'm going out. Mm. You know, at 48, I was like, I'm fucking tired. I'm ready to take an Advil PM, go to sleep. Tired.
Well, you know, here's what I'm glad. And this is why you and I can actually be friends. Because you're not one of those people who is like, be nice to me today. It's my birthday.
No, you're going to be an ass to me when it's my birthday, it's Christmas. I could be in my deathbed. You gonna still talk some shit. So yes. I expect it.
Okay, good. Because I really hate when people do that. So I'm glad you enjoyed the day, man. You know, doing what you do, which is work and you know, being good at it. And then, of course, enjoying some good whiskey at the end of the night. So, you know, I know you got plans for this weekend to really turn up, you know, turn down for what?
Sleep.
In bed by 9. That's exactly what a 48-year-old man should say. Now let's get to this recap so you can go take a nappy nap. As we kick it all off with Lindy and Miguel, I love the way they kicked off this episode, just in the simple fact that I thought it was a good idea that they decided to go retake wedding pictures where they actually know each other and, you know, kind of like each other more than so when they did it the first time.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool that they did that. And I thought that part was cute, but everything got taken away as soon as Lindy started talking about she wants a house. I was like, wait a minute. Lazy Lindy wants a house. She wanted insurance. She needed some coverage. Now she wants him to buy her a bigger house. And like,
yeah,
come on now.
And you notice Miguel was pretty reluctant to buy a house with her. It makes me think, like, is it because he wants to make sure he wants to stay with her before he buys a house? Or what's going on here? Like, yeah, why do we need a house? This efficiency apartment's fine.
Well, I think because he looks at the financials. And so based on what she shared throughout the show, to me, y'all shouldn't look for a house till she pays down her debt.
Right.
Before you go get a house. And so Miguel's looking at this as like, I'm going to have to, you know, deal with the bulk of the finances for this. So how does that go to work? So, I mean, I would agree with Miguel. Like, I don't know if we're ready for that yet because you got a lot of financial problems.
Can y'all at least get through the first year before you start talking about getting a house? I mean, at the end of the day, here you are. You're a couple months in. Great. And it's cool to want to look, but and okay, that's the plan for the future. But, you know, at least contribute something to the marriage. Because from what we saw all season, all she contributes is, hey, I need a break. I need to go to Mexico with my girls. At least that's all I remember.
That's all I remember too. That's why I made the note. I'm like, is Lindy back to work to contribute to this house purchase? You know, yes,
I'll design it. I'll decorate.
Yeah, because Miguel's like, well, our budget. I'm like, our budget.
Okay, so let me teach you how marriage works. Yours is ours, and theirs is ours. Okay, that's how it works.
Okay, but her debt is hers. Sorry, I mean, I might have to love you with a long spoon. You come to the table with a whole bunch of debt. That's a lot of responsibility.
Speaking of responsibility, and some people who really take no accountability and consider themselves responsible for anything that happened, Alexis and Justin. If it's one thing we've noticed about these two throughout the season, is that they're both the same way, right? Now, you think about when Justin was out there with Mitch, and he's saying, you know, Alexis lied on him and still sticking to that belief that Nate made a pass at him. And then Mitch is like, yeah, I really don't believe you.
He's like, well, that's how you interpret it. That's how that made you feel, even though that wasn't maybe what Nate intended.
Right. Mitch ain't buying.
Yeah, no, Mitch is not. And Mitch is just like, look, I don't care. I just want to pick up some trash and enjoy some sunlight. I don't really care about all this other extra stuff, you know. But Justin was just still all in his feels.
Yes.
And when he finally got to go meet up with Alexis, I think all the trash, that's what's interesting about the Where Are They Now and the reunion, because they've gotten a chance to see not only themselves, but hear what everybody was saying about them on the after parties and whatever else. And so for Justin just came heated.
Shut up.
Ready. You know, shut up. I'm talking. She's like, oh, shut up. I think Alexis could fold him up.
I think so, too. But, you know, because he was still mad at the fact that she and she did insinuate. Let's not sugarcoat this. She did insinuate that it was him and he couldn't get it up, because that's what everybody got from it. All the comments, because even when I didn't watch that, right, that after party. But everybody in the comments was saying, well, she said in the after party that he couldn't get it up. Everybody was reading it that way. Yep. So she knew what she was doing. She's not taking any accountability for that part. But then he comes back with the uppercut, oh, you can, and hit him with, you know, a little funky right here.
What is that funky smell?
And you got to give him credit for the way he said it, though. You know, your pH balance was off.
Gotta go old school. So you need to get that hot water bottle.
I'm like, oh, yo.
Your pH balance. I've never told a woman your pH balance is off. I've just been like, and I'm out. Not coming back.
Deuces.
Yeah. Well, this has been great. I gotta go.
Well, I'll be damned. I think I'm 48. I know I'm only 21, but I think I'm 48. So I've got to go to bed. Yes.
But I mean, I just thought that was so funny. Mm. And I believe him.
You don't believe anything else this man has said? Other 19 episodes, he comes on and says, funky, funky is funky, funky. And now you're going to believe him on this one.
Okay, this is where I'm going to get beat up in the comments.
I'm just going to say this. The only people that are going to know what you just said are lip readers, because I have just muted all that.
Just
I'm
saying.
I'm going to save you. My birthday present to you is I'm going to save you on that one.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know.
You know, interesting thing, and you may not know who B. Simone is, but she was on this other podcast and talking about how she doesn't bathe for 2 or 3 days at times just because, you know, I'd rather get sleep than a shower. So, you know, if this is becoming the norm, and, you know, we heard Ashton Kutcher come out, Mila Kunis talk about them not bathing as often, and if this is becoming a new thing that people are doing, then you might be right. We shower over here every day, goddammit.
Yeah, I would never get married. If that's the case, if it gets down to, you know, we're not taking showers, No, I'm sorry. You got to keep yourself clean. But I mean, also, here's what I'm thinking is that they were at the reception of the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. Not the honeymoon, the wedding, at the reception. And I think that was the night that they tried.
Right.
Remember they said they tried to? Now, mm-hmm. she was dancing all night, maybe.
Was it then or was it on honeymoon, right? Yeah, on honeymoon. I was thinking after the reception
that first night.
Oh, really?
Is when they were trying to, or it was on the honeymoon. But mm-hmm. I'm just thinking maybe, you know, yeah. maybe she should take a shower. I don't know about you. If I even think I'm going to have some sex, I take a shower.
Especially the first time. You got to the first time. You can't come in there with funky smells the first time.
No, you got to wait a year or two before you can just be like, hey, I just got done working out. You
want yeah. Let's get it.
I think you should always keep yourself tight.
Exactly.
You know, and I think for women, I mean, you got to keep yourselves tight. And like for Alexis, you know, what if Justin's like me? What if he likes to go downtown? You got to keep the streets clean. You just can't have dirty streets.
He's coming down I-26 to hit the, oh no, exit, yeah. exit.
Yeah. Hit him with the he.
We know two people who didn't have any problems with that, Stasha and Nate. But when we first see them, were you surprised that Stasha asked for this separation, or like her mom said, is it separation or is it a divorce?
No, I'm not surprised. I've been saying that I don't think they're going to work out. Mm-hmm. And the conversation she had with the mom, I just listened to her. And Stasha, to me, there's this, I don't know if I want to call it like an immaturity in a sense. Like, I like people who can articulate their thoughts and say what they got to say. And she just sucks at doing that sometimes. And so when she was talking to her mom, I was just like, whatever. But then she was talking about, should I be anchored down because I got a person that's not on the same pace as me? I thought that was dumb, but I agree with her. Why jump on the show to get married? And then all of a sudden, all right, now we're going to take things slow. I'm going to stay at my place a few times. You're going to stay at your place. That's not what this is.
At all. And so because I was very ready to disagree with you until you made that left turn real quick and came back on course. Because Nate explaining that, you know, he shuts down when Stasha wants him to go deeper. Stupid. This is your wife. Okay, this is not your girlfriend. This is not a chick you just, well, my bad. It is a chick you just met. But still, she's now your wife, okay? The only way y'all going to get better at this is if you go deeper. And then saying that he's scared she's going to turn him down. That's why he didn't, you know, try to make a move back because after, you know, they had that falling out. Yo, it just tells me he was accustomed to women just catering to him. That's why he was able to live with a woman that was his woman. For 2 years and never tell her I love you. Because agreed. There's certain women who are not going to put up with that crap.
Right. No, I agree. And I thought that Nate was going to go to therapy. Remember on the show where
yeah.
Stasha talked about that? I'm like, hey, did the therapy happen? And maybe not. But, right. you know, all this, you know, this being vulnerable, it triggers me. I'm like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And then you shut down. Like, what is your deal? He just seemed very weak, you know, in a sense, in my opinion. But what did you think when he just shows up after being gone for a few days mm-hmm. and talking about, hey, you want to do some Peyton? I'd be like, hey, fuck Peyton. Let's talk about where you've been these last few days. We're going to talk first before we get into finger paints. We're going to have a conversation.
Interesting thing, because you're right. You'd want to have that discussion before we start having an activity. But, you know, we know they set this up for them to come in. And I mean, you're in a new house and all of a sudden you've got this already paint cordoned off and the floor ready to go. So, okay, they sit down, they paint. Let's paint with this. They have one friggin' color to paint with. This is the part I didn't understand. You got the black sea and you got the black Band-Aids. And then they have the conversation. And this is why he didn't come over to have a conversation. Why? Because he is a 2-year-old when it comes to having yeah. a conversation. He had... every time she said something, he was like, well, both of us. But then when it came time for him to actually own up to something, he didn't want to own up to anything. Everything that was pointed at him, he was like, well, it's on both sides. But then if it was something towards her, he never acknowledged that he was part of the problem. Mm-hmm. You know? And to your point, how you in a marriage and not understanding saying, well, let's move slow. For him to say that to her, like, how? How?
I agree. You can't move slow, but... here's why I think all that talking about the future intimidates Nate and makes him uncomfortable. The dude's financially, not financially sound at the same level that Stasha is.
Right.
So he can't afford to get to that level yet. And I think he's going to get exposed. So I think that's what it boils down to. So I'm like, you married her. You love each other. Y'all both are freaky. Yeah. Both are good looking people. What's the problem? And why you get all nervous and you're talking about, well, every time we talk, we're talking about this. And then what are we going to do here? Like, that's what relationships and marriage is about. You're planning a future. And that future, some of that's going to be fun. Some of that's going to be financial conversation. Some of that's going to be, we got to get together and put a will together. That's an uncomfortable conversation.
Yep.
But these are conversations that have to happen. And I just think Nate doesn't know. I don't think that he is financially sound to be able to handle those conversations.
Well, you know, remember, he said, he did say he is insecure. That, you know, he said Stasha's insecure. But my question, and I think he thinks that that's why she asked all those questions. But my question to him on that is, what are you doing to make her feel secure? Right? Because she's not insecure for asking you how you feel and saying, let's have conversations about the future. She's being an adult, right? And the fact that he's not even trying any way to make her feel secure by, you know, what are you telling her besides attacking her when she wants to have these conversations? Because that's what he's doing, right? And then later on, he talks about identifying their own blind spots. I haven't seen him acknowledge any of his yet.
I told you, he's a bullshitter. He says all these things to try to make himself sound deep and intellectual. But if you watched the previous recaps, I called him a bullshitter. You know, and I'm looking at this, I'm like, wait a minute, you were so hard at the reunion, and then now you're all in your feelings. It makes me feel. I'm like, stop. And like, and his thought is, I'm here, so that should count for something.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
but
ridiculous.
Where were you the last few days? And I actually called him out. Well, the reason why you're here is because you knew we had the film today.
Yes. And you notice when he didn't want to have the conversation with her, when he had nowhere to go, what'd he do? He turned to the camera, turned to the producer, and talked to the... I'm like, dude. And that's an old school tactic of, even if you're in the house by yourself, let me see what she's saying. Can you believe this fool right here?
Did you hear this bullshit? That's when you start looking at the dog. Did you hear this bullshit?
Oh, you're right. He is a bullshitter. You called that a long time ago.
Yes.
And you're right, because interesting. I'm interested to see where they go from there. But, you know, what I thought was also interesting was watching Morgan and Ben. You know, they go into the gym. Like, he meets her at her gym, in the Muay Thai gym. And
well, she brought him there so she can make a man out of him. That's what she was trying to do.
Yo, that she was so disrespectful. When she was talking to the producers and the camera by herself, she was disrespectful. Hopefully this makes him more of an alpha man. And then when he's hitting the bag, like, you want the man to hit the bag and tell him, you know, hit it hard. And he's just like, ooh, alpha season. How did that make you feel when she said that?
Well, I'm an alpha man, so doesn't
it's
bother
alpha
me a bit.
For you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think Ben would make it, but... I get it, but she's so right, because that's Ben's thing, that he needs more of a backbone. He needs some of that little bit of attitude with him. I think that, you know, just in my opinion, but what I do like about Ben, you got some people that go to therapy and you got some people that claim to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Ben is not only going to therapy, but he's putting in the work.
Yeah.
And so kudos to him for embracing the therapy that he's going through and the vulnerability to be open to talk about it. Because not enough men talk about the fact they go to therapy. You know, so I like that about Ben, but I do think that, you know, he could use a little bit more alpha.
Let that man be his best sensitive self. He's still not as sensitive as Justin.
No.
But all the muscles are for show, let's be real. The way he was throwing them punches, all those muscles are for show. She can. I see why he was scared, because she can definitely fold him up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, Morgan is good. I still don't like Morgan, though. I mean, she was nice on the show. I still just don't like her for how she treated Ben.
I like that he was the bigger man and able to still be friends with her. You know, but yeah, that's yeah. He really doesn't need to be too close of friends with her because yeah, you're right. I just still don't like her. I really don't. Something else I didn't like. Stasha decided to bring some of the girls out, Kristen and Alexis for pole dancing class. I want a refund for watching that.
That was a waste. And yes. I'm just like, okay, Alexis, your beautiful sister and all that, but how intentional do you have to be to keep trying to show your boobs to everybody? I mean, like, it's like she goes out of her way to make sure it happens. I'm just like, what's your... And again, you can do that if you want to. I just thought it was odd.
What's wrong with that woman feeling confident in her body
and I think that's great.
Showing it?
I think that's great, but I think there's... I'm doing this for the camera, and hopefully...
Did you turn away from the TV when her boobs were on screen?
Did I?
Yes.
I try not to look too much because I thought like the pH balance might make my eyes burn a little bit.
She's like, my eyes are up here, Terrell, but my boobs are here.
I was like, I mean, she just, every chance she has, she put it, I'm like, you do you, girl. But that pole dancing, I was like, okay, what's going to happen with this? And I'm like, this is a nothing burger.
Very much so. Kind of like that awkward double date that they had. Like, who goes on a double date for a first date?
Who goes on a double date for a first date? Who goes on a double date that's going to be filmed and put on national TV on a first date and you got to sign a waiver in NDA? Come on now.
People who want to be on TV, those guys, are, you know, I tell you what, you can tell the brother was ready to be on TV. He had answers for everything. But is it me or were they just really not looking at each other, right? Like, he's talking to everybody else. And that's what makes it awkward when you talk about having... a first date, double date, because you feel like you have to talk to everybody, especially if the other couple is not talking, because Kristen and her date really weren't talking. And all this conversation was happening between Alexis and her date, right? So he's like trying to include everybody. Alexis is giving him the eye the whole time, but he's barely looking at her. He's just, every once in a while, he'll look over. But yeah, it just felt awkward.
Yeah, it did. But like watching Kristen on a date was awkward because and maybe her... Her strategy should be married at first sight. Now they got to stay. Mm-hmm. And we got to try to work this out because she just seems awkward in her conversation. And then the way she looked at that dude because he doesn't drink coffee, you know, she looked at him as if he said he was a vegan. And, you know, she comes from a long line of butchers. You know, I'm like, what's the big he doesn't drink coffee? She's like, oh, you drink coffee? And then asking those questions. I mean, she's just so traumatized from her experience with Mitch that she can't shake it. And it showed, you know, at the going away party.
You know, the going away party was an interesting one because that was where everything was leading to that, right? We started the episode and we had to count down to the going away party. And after the girls got together before the going away party. And this is where Lindsay came out and said, you know, well, you know, we're looking for a big girl home. How much are you paying for this big girl home? I was like, what's she paying for this? But then, and then they get to the house and, you know.
The house was
interesting.
Dope.
Yeah, house is dope as they get there, right? What did you feel when, as everybody's coming in, because and this is one of the things you'll notice on reality TV shows, they'll have them all come in couple by couple, one by one, so you can see the entrance, they meet the people who are there first, and it's timed out in the same way they exit, like, you know, they exit one by one or couple by couple as they go out. But as they're coming in, Mitch walks in and Kristen is like, Luna's getting more love than me, and I'm like, she should.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. And you could tell she still likes Mitch.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, goodness, Kristen, like, what is your deal?
At least Luna understands boundaries.
Yeah.
Kristen doesn't. There's no door jar or anything. Luna's just like, pet me while I'm here, then get to stepping.
Yeah. So as you're watching them all come in, it seemed like everybody's just waiting for the drama to show up.
Right.
Right? Just waiting for when the drama's going to show up and who's it going to be. And of course, Justin was walking around all weird.
There was no question who the drama was going to be, first of all, because the drama always arrives last. The producers go, no, you sit your ass at the end of this driveway until everybody else is inside, then you go in. We need you to make sure everybody's there first so we can get the drama that we need. And then he did what?
When he showed up and when he told the producer, like, everyone's fake, I'm like, why even go then? What's the point of you going if you think everybody's fake? Why go? And then why just sit there and, like, be this creeper just looming around?
Yeah.
Just sitting there, you know? So, and I feel like Kristen, I think for her, she can't believe Mitch rejected her.
Right.
Like, she just can't accept the fact that Mitch rejected her.
It was weird to me because even at some point in there, and I think later on when she was, like, talking to Alexis, she's like, you know, I wonder if I should have given him a chance after the cameras. I'm like, no, you left the door open for a chance and he slammed that sumbitch closed.
Yeah.
And you were like, the door is ajar. And he's like, no, it's not. Let me lock it from the outside.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad to see that. At least Morgan and Ben were able to get along while they were there. No issues with Lindy and Miguel. But when Alexis wanted to apologize to Justin, I personally feel like the damage has been done. There's nothing you could say to him.
Well, you don't like the apology tour anyway, so.
I made that note because I was like, Justin's on the apology tour. I'm like, stop it. But I mean, all those things Alexis said about him, she meant it.
Yeah.
And the fact that it hurt his feelings doesn't matter. Don't apologize. Just say, hey, well, shit happened on some reality TV.
It's not like she did it only on the after party. She embarrassed that man all season. For 19 episodes, she embarrassed that man.
Yeah.
And he came back strong on episode number 20. Strong enough for a man, pH balance for a woman. That's what he came back with. He came back with a secret in episode 20. But what's interesting is she apologized to him. Well, you have anything you want to say? He's nope.
No, I'm good. I thought that was funny. And then even skipping a little bit ahead when everybody was leaving, he's giving Kristen a hug, daps her up. All right, then.
No. Let's. I'm not going to allow you to do that to her. Because he was going in for the hug. She put the dap up first. Like, nope. Yeah, dap that.
I think he was doing that first. But
let's see the replay. It was her first.
What'd you think about Justin apologizing to Nate?
Yeah, cool. You know, you want to get that off your chest and we'll do it on camera. But if I'm Nate, I would have gave him the fist bump just like Alexis did at the end when they're departing. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they shook hands. They were done. Cool. But I'm not going to give you the bro hug once we're leaving because we're not that cool. You know, just like Nate said, notice what Nate said. We apologize, we buried it, but that still doesn't change the dynamic. And yet he still goes and hugs him, right? Because Justin said what we all knew. Now, I can't say we all, because there were some people in the comments that were questioning Nate's sexuality and talking about, oh yeah, I knew that all along. Justin lied. We knew Justin lied. Well, you and I both called that.
Yeah, who is that one? You got to understand from Alabama, this is how I'm just like, no, that has nothing to do with Alabama. That's just Justin. Yeah. Being dramatic. But I agree with Nate. Like, yeah, we can't be cool anymore. You know, I can be cordial, but that's about it. But, I mean, it's good of him to apologize. But, again, I hate the apology tour. You did those things. You said those things to those people. You called them all fake. And now you're trying to just kind of... And then you purposely skip over Alexis. You go to every individual person, skip over Alexis. Which totally makes your apology seem like it's bullshit. I'm just like, dude, why even? You just should never have showed up. Just wash your hands of this group and move
exactly. on. Exactly. And then, still at the end when he's about to leave, still tries to go in for the hug with her. You're like, skip past her again. Keep that same energy. If that's the energy you're on, you're mad that she told everybody you couldn't get it up, then keep that same energy, bust that loud again, I would give you a hug, but you know, your pH balance might still be off, and walk the hell out the goddamn door. That's how you do it. That's how you, if that's what you want to do, and you want to stick with the lie, you do it. I don't believe him because a shit to come out of his mouth was honest this season.
I say you ride out, just be evil, pack your stuff, take a little thing of Febreze as you walk past Alexis.
Now she might have folded his ass up. He might not have wanted that. But
if she put him in a leg lock, he's done. He's like, oh, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
And you know he was being spiteful with was it Newton? Is that the name of her dog? He purposely had play with the dog. Didn't say anything to her when he came in. Play with the dog. Took the dog with him to go find his room. He did all that purposely just to get on, try to work her nerves. And then when it wasn't working, that's when he decided to apologize to everybody and not say anything to her after she gave him the opportunity privately. And she apologized. But I mean, hey, look, here's my thing about apologies. You don't like the apology tour. I'm like, give an apology, but only if you mean it. The bullshit apology tour he went on to everybody else, I don't buy it. I don't buy any of those things that he said. Justin, we found the villain when we did Love is Blind, and that was Zainab. We know the villain here on season 15, San Diego. The main villain is Justin. Alexis has some parts in there too, but Justin, definitely the main villain.
Yeah. I'm glad it's over. Mm-hmm. I'm glad it's over. I still don't know if I'm going to do season 16. I need some time. I need some space.
Can you say that again, please, Justin?
I don't like the pH balance of this show. It's off. So I don't like it.
Despite what he says... And he's probably still, you know, feeling the effects of the whiskeys from last night, okay? So despite what Terrell says, we'll be back in January for Married at First Sight season 16.
With a new pH balance. New and improved.
You're never going to let that go, huh?
I freaking love it. I'm just going to try that. If I can't get it up one night, but babe, your pH balance is off. That's what it is. It's not the whiskey. That has nothing to do with it.
Oh boy, this is gonna be something else. Hey, don't forget, we're back next Monday as we're back on our regular schedule, regular episodes, audio episodes on Monday, and then the video episodes on Tuesday. Look, man, it's been a fun ride on season 15 San Diego.
I don't know. I don't think anybody's gonna stay together. Well, maybe Lindy McGill. So maybe one out of five couples is going to work out. So I don't think the experiment does well. I think the experts do less and less each season. So I'm like, what are y'all here for?
Right.
So I don't know. I can't say. It's hard to compare it to all of them because I don't like either of them. But it is what it is. This one just has some more funny stuff. You know, you had the whole Lindy thing and how she grew up, you know, Miguel's background. You got the purse hustler. You have the people, the couple that were hustling in the streets to work their way up. You know, then you
They were up to 9.5 weeks of sex swing. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Then you have innocent, sweet, you know, little Ben and mean Morgan, you know, and then you got the crybaby, and then you got the woman who smells like chili Fritos between her legs.
Why? You even still go with this? You know that man lied. You know that man lied. That man, he lied. I know he lied.
I think he had to get her back because she said that he couldn't get it up. And that's every woman is going to be judging him. And then how quick he came the time they did have sex.
Yes.
So he's having to say something else.
Yes.
And to me, I'm just going to run with it. I'm just like, eh.
That's Justin saying that was like any woman that's mad with a dude she was messing with going, well, that's why you got a little dick. I didn't think so last night. He didn't think her pH balance was off every time he tried after that.
Well, you know, maybe she cleaned it
stop
up.
It, but stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Chili cheese Fritos.
You know what? On that note, we're closing out season 15.
Sour cream and onion chips.
Thank y'all for hanging with us, man. Look, we're going to be back at the top of the year. And, you know, we may even have a very special right before the season starts as we get to the matchmaking special. We may even do a special episode there. We're in the works of that. And some of you know exactly what we're talking about because we talked about it a couple weeks ago. So be on the lookout for that. If you're not subscribed, make sure you do subscribe because you know what? We appreciate you guys. You guys have really made this season fun and made Terrell really enjoy it. Even though he will not admit it, we know he enjoyed it.
I did. Now, it's going to be fun in January. Because our plan is to go live. Mm-hmm. So you're actually going to get our recaps a lot faster. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as the show is over, we're going to record live and you can hear us in the moment. Hopefully, I'll be able to control my mouth and not say certain things. Because Yanni edits out a lot. He edits a lot of the things that I say. So. I told him I will not drink whiskey mm-hmm. while watching the show and then we record. Because that's when... just come back.
Oh, it's going to be interesting. Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on our regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.